Imagine for a moment that you wake up in the morning, and instead of your house cat curled up at the end of the bed, there's an ocelot.
What? Why are you in my room?
Work with me here.
Fine. What's an ocelot?
It's a small cat, between 92 to 144 centimeters in length and 8 to 12 kilograms in weight. Its coat is covered in an intricate pattern of stripes and spots, which gives the ocelot another name, the painted leopard. You've probably seen one and didn't know it. They're present in most zoos.
So, how did this endangered cat end up in my bed?
Well, it's not really in your bed. In fact, that would be illegal. But if the ancient peoples of South America had decided to try to domesticate the ocelot, Fluffy may have been a very different type of cat.
What do ancient peoples have to do with this? And what does this have to do with Fluffy?
It all has to do with a study by the Anthrozoology Institute of the University of Southampton. They were curious about how animals become domesticated. They wondered if it was a biological disposition that made the animals easy to domesticate, or if ancient peoples just worked very hard to domesticate what they thought they needed.
How do you measure that without a time machine?
Well, they used something they called affiliative behavior. It's basically how tame an animal becomes once you place it in captivity. This behavior is essential to an animal having a natural disposition to becoming domesticated. So here's how they did it. They studied several wild cat species, none larger than a lynx, in captivity. They gave questionnaires to zookeepers and used 16 species with 5 individuals or more in each species. The questionnaires investigated the relationship between the cat and its keeper, noting behaviors such as distance from the keeper, rolling near the keeper, rubbing against the keeper, and licking the keeper. It turns out that the ocelot, once put into captivity, is incredibly affectionate. Where most of the cat species exhibited 0 to 2 incidents of rubbing or licking the keeper, ocelots exhibited these behaviors from 4 to 5 times. While one of the ancestral subspecies of the house cat was also very affectionate, the incidents of affiliative behavior were still lower than the ocelots.
Wait, a wild cat being tamer than a relative of the house cat? That seems a little far-fetched.
True. The study wasn't exact. The researchers even admitted that the numbers for the ancestor of the house cat were probably too low after considering other evidence. But the level of the affiliative behavior in the ocelot species is still pretty amazing.
So if the ocelot is naturally people-friendly, why isn't there an ocelot in my house now?
It seems the ancient Egyptians were just more interested in domesticating cats than the peoples of South America. So human want created domestication over natural behavior.
Huh, that's actually pretty cool. Now I can thank the ancient peoples of South America for keeping an ocelot out of my bed. Can I go back to sleep?
Oh, sure.